This is a Zero Agenda News podcast. This episode is based on an evidence-graded timeline research paper published at zeroagendanews.com. Every claim in the paper is labeled by confidence and tied to sources, so what follows separates documented fact from inference and interpretation. From an unsolved Canadian shooting to a Malta car bomb to a Las Vegas stabbing, the record shows both convictions and a persistent mastermind gap. The paper covers the period from 1998 to 2026. It has 13 timeline entries. The timeline includes 13 entries graded as fact. The episode follows the strongest points in the record and keeps the confidence labels audible. The first phase is North American precedents, from 1998 to 2007. November 1998, Tara Singhaya is shot dead in Surrey, British Columbia. On 18 November 1998, Tara Singhaya, publisher of the Indo-Canadian Times, was shot and killed in Surrey, British Columbia. Haya had survived a 1988 assassination attempt that left him partially paralyzed. CPJ linked the earlier attack to militant Sikh organizations, and Canadian press freedom advocates later stressed that Haya's murder foreclosed his possible assistance in the Air India Flight 182 case. This entry is graded as fact. August 2007, Chauncey Bailey is murdered while investigating your Black Muslim bakery. On 2 August 2007, Chauncey Bailey, editor-in-chief of the Oakland Post, was shot dead on his way to work. Bailey had been investigating your Black Muslim bakery. Devonda Broussard later testified that Yusuf Bey IV ordered the killing to stop Bailey from publishing a story about the bakery's finances and internal conflict. This entry is graded as fact. The second phase is European assassinations, from 2015 to 2021. January 2015, Charlie Hebdo attackers kill editorial staff in Paris. On 7 January 2015, Cherif and Said Kouachi attacked the Paris offices of Charlie Hebdo, killing 12 people, including editorial staff. The attack targeted the satirical newspaper for its published cartoons and editorial work. The Kouachi brothers were killed by police 2 days later. In 2020, a French court convicted accomplices tied to the January 2015 attacks. This entry is graded as fact. October 2017, Daphne Caruana Galizia is killed by car bomb in Malta. On 16 October 2017, Maltese investigative journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia was killed when a bomb planted beneath her car exploded near her home in Bidnija. She had reported extensively on corruption, offshore structures, and political business networks in Malta. A Maltese public inquiry later concluded that the state bore responsibility for creating an atmosphere of impunity and failing to protect her. This entry is graded as fact. February 2018, Jan Kuciak and Martina Kusnerova are shot dead in Slovakia. On 21 February 2018, investigative journalist Jan Kuciak and his fiancée Martina Kusnerova were shot dead at their home in Veľká Marka. Kuciak had been investigating alleged links between organized crime and Slovak political figures. OCCRP reported that the killings triggered mass protests and a political crisis in Slovakia. This entry is graded as fact. April 2021, Giorgos Karavas is shot outside his Athens home. On 9 April 2021, Greek crime reporter Giorgos Karavas was shot multiple times by two men on a motorcycle outside his home in Alimos, Athens. Karavas had spent decades reporting on organized crime and police corruption. Two suspects were arrested in 2023 and later acquitted for lack of evidence. Balkan Insight reported that Greek court findings confirmed the murder was linked to his journalism. This entry is graded as fact. July 2021, Peter R. de Vries is shot on an Amsterdam street. On 6 July 2021, Dutch crime journalist Peter R. de Vries was shot in central Amsterdam after leaving a television studio. He died 9 days later. De Vries had been serving as an advisor and confidant to a protected witness in a major organized crime trial. Dutch King Willem-Alexander described the shooting as an attack on journalism and the rule of law. This entry is graded as fact. The third phase is accountability record, from 2022 to 2026. September 2022, Jeff German is stabbed to death after reporting on Robert Tells. On 2 September 2022, Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff German was found stabbed to death outside his home. German had published reporting on misconduct in the office of Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tells, who then lost a Democratic primary. Tells was arrested within days and later convicted of murder. This entry is graded as fact. From 2022 to 2025, Malta secures multiple convictions while alleged mastermind awaits trial. In October 2022, Alfred and George DiGiorgio pleaded guilty to carrying out the Caruana Galizia murder and were sentenced to 40 years in prison. In June 2025, Robert Agius and Jamie Veller were sentenced to life imprisonment after being convicted of supplying the bomb. This entry is graded as fact. From 2020 to 2026, Slovakia convicts hitmen, but Kochner is acquitted twice. Slovak courts convicted the gunman Miroslav Marsek and intermediary Alina Zasova for their roles in the Kušek killings. Marian Kochner, the businessman accused of ordering the murders, was acquitted in 2020 and again on retrial in May 2023. RSF reported that further retrial proceedings over the alleged mastermind case remain pending. This entry is graded as fact. June 2024. Dutch court convicts shooter, driver, organizer, and accomplices in De Vries murder. In June 2024, Amsterdam District Court convicted Delano G, Kamel E, and Christian M for the murder of Peter R. De Vries, sentencing them to 28 years, 28 years, and more than 26 years in prison, respectively. Three other men were convicted of complicity and sentenced to terms ranging from 10 to 14 years. This entry is graded as fact. From 2011 to 2024, United States cases reach full conviction, while Canada's Haya case remains unsolved. The two United States work-related murder cases in this paper both reached convictions. Yusuf Bey IV and Antoine Mackie were convicted in 2011 in the Chauncey Bailey case and sentenced to life without parole. Robert Tells was convicted in August 2024 of murdering Jeff German and sentenced to life with parole eligibility after 20 years. The court later added an 8 to 20-year enhancement. This entry is graded as fact. From 2021 to 2026, Greece remains the European Union case with no convictions at any level. The Karavas case remains in total impunity. IPI identified the killing as the only journalist murder within the European Union in the past decade in which no conviction had been secured at any level. Balkan Insight reported that the Greek court confirmed the killing was a contract murder motivated by Karavas's journalism, but the two suspects arrested in 2023 were acquitted and no new suspect had been charged. This entry is graded as fact. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The accountability gap is structural, not incidental. The pattern is not simple impunity. In several cases, states identified and convicted direct perpetrators. France convicted accomplices, Malta convicted hitmen and bomb suppliers, Slovakia convicted operational participants, the Netherlands convicted the shooter, driver, organizer, and accomplices, and the United States convicted both known killers in this scope. The gap appears higher in the chain. Alleged commissioners, political business networks, and organized crime principles are harder to charge or convict. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The United States cases clarify the difference between direct and networked killings. Jeff German's murder was committed by a direct subject of his reporting, and the evidence trail pointed to one identifiable public official. Chauncey Bailey's case was more networked, but the organizer and accomplice were still convicted. In the European cases tied to organized crime or political business networks, accountability more often stalls above the direct operational layer. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The accountability gap is structural, not incidental. The pattern is not simple impunity. In several cases, states identified and convicted direct perpetrators. France convicted accomplices, Malta convicted hitmen and bomb suppliers, Slovakia convicted operational participants, the Netherlands convicted the shooter, driver, organizer, and accomplices, and the United States convicted both known killers in this scope. The gap appears higher in the chain. Alleged commissioners, political business networks, and organized crime principles are harder to charge or convict. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The United States cases clarify the difference between direct and networked killings. Jeff German's murder was committed by a direct subject of his reporting, and the evidence trail pointed to one identifiable public official. Chauncey Bailey's case was more networked, but the organizer and accomplice were still convicted. In the European cases tied to organized crime or political business networks, accountability more often stalls above the direct operational layer. The practical recommendation is direct. European Union member states should create cross-border mandates for journalist murder cases. The Karavas case shows why ordinary national homicide procedures are insufficient when organized crime silences journalism. A dedicated European Union-level mandate, with Europol coordination and cross-border financial intelligence access, would let investigators follow commission trails that currently terminate at national borders. The practical recommendation is direct. Courts should narrow secrecy orders in journalist murder trials. Trial fairness matters, but broad media blackouts in journalist assassination cases weaken the public accountability that press freedom cases require. courts should tailor secrecy orders to concrete jury prejudice risks rather than imposing sweeping restrictions on reporting about alleged masterminds. The central takeaway is this: the documented timeline matters because it separates what is established from what is inferred, and it makes the uncertainty visible instead of hiding it. This episode was adapted from the full evidence-graded timeline, where you can read the source-linked paper, review each confidence label, and inspect the evidence directly. Every claim sourced, every conclusion labeled. ZeroAgendaNews.com.